In your wisdom, O God, you call us here to worship you. You call us to be fully alive with your life abundant, ready to listen and respond with heart, soul, strength, and mind. You call us to be always watchful for your word of wisdom, sometimes startling and unexpected, sometimes still and quiet, but always dwelling among us.
Good morning. Our first lesson is from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 28. God spoke, "Let us make human beings in our image, making them reflecting our nature, so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of the earth." God created human beings. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. God blessed them. Prosper, reproduce, fill earth, take charge, be responsible for fish in the sea and birds in the air, for every living thing that moves on the face of the earth. Let us pray. God, our Creator, we give you thanks for the wonderful gift of life with all of its challenges and opportunities. But we so often worship the things you have created rather than glorifying you. Turn our hearts to praise and serve you as you deserve. Through Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning. Our second lesson is Humans Disobey God, found from Genesis 3, 1 through 15. The serpent was clever, more clever than any wild animal God had made. Can you do now? I'm short. So let's try again. Humans disobey God, from Genesis 3, 1 through 15. The spirit was clever, more clever than any wild animal God had made. He spoke to the woman. Do I understand that God told you not to eat from any tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent, not at all. We can eat from the trees in the garden. It's only about the tree in the middle of the garden that God said, don't eat from it. Don't even touch it, or you'll die. The serpent told the woman, you won't die. God knows that the moment you eat from that tree, you'll see what's really going on. You'll be just like God, knowing everything, ranging all the way from good to evil. When the woman saw that the tree looked like good eating and realized what she would get out of it, she'd know everything. She took and ate the fruit and then gave some to her husband, and he ate. Immediately, the two of them did see what's really going on, saw themselves naked. They sewed fig leaves together as makeshift clothes for themselves. When they heard the sound of God strolling in the garden in the evening breeze, the man and his wife hid in the trees of the garden. They hid from God. God called to the man, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid." God said, "Who told you you were naked? Did you eat from that tree I told you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you gave me as a companion, she gave me a fruit from the tree, and I ate it." God said to the woman, "What is this that you've done?" "The serpent seduced me," she said, "and I ate." God told the serpent, "Because you've done this, you're cursed. Cursed beyond all cattle and wild animals. Cursed to slink on your belly and eat dirt all your life. I'm declaring war between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He'll wound your head. You'll wound his heel." Let us pray. Almighty God, we confess that we have turned away from you, bringing judgment upon ourselves and upon the world in which we live. Thank you for the promise in Scripture of ultimate victory over sin, death, and all the powers of evil. Amen.
The third lesson is God promises blessings through Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. God told Abram, Leave your country, your family, and your father's home for a land that I will show you. I'll make you a great nation and bless you. I'll make you famous. You'll be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you. Those who curse you, I'll curse. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you. Let us pray. Merciful God, we praise you for revealing yourself to Abraham, promising to bring salvation to the whole world through his offspring. Give us a deeper understanding of how this has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
The fourth lesson is the promise of the Messiah from Isaiah 11, verses 1 through 10. A green shoot will sprout from Jesse's stump, from his roots a budding branch. The life-giving Spirit of God will hover over him, the Spirit that brings wisdom and understanding, the Spirit that gives direction and builds strength, the Spirit that instills knowledge and fear of God. Fear of God will be all his joy and delight. He won't judge by appearances, won't decide on the basis of hearsay. He'll judge the needy by what is right, render decisions on earth poor with justice. His words will bring everyone to awed attention. A mere breath from his lips will topple the wicked. Each morning he'll pull on sturdy work clothes and boots and build righteousness and faithfulness in the land. The wolf will romp with the lamb, the leopard sleep with the kid. Calf and lion will eat from the same trough, and a little child will tend them. Cow and bear will graze the same pasture, their calves and cubs grow up together, and the lion eats straw like the ox. The nursing child will crawl over rattlesnake dens, the toddler stick his hand down on the hole of a serpent. Neither animal nor human will hurt or kill on my holy mountain. The whole earth will be brimming with knowing God alive, a living knowledge of God ocean deep, ocean wide. On that day, Jesse's root will be raised high, posted as a rallying banner for the peoples. The nations will all come to him. His headquarters will be glorious. Will you pray? Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, Son of God, we acknowledge you as the Spirit-filled King, sent to establish God's righteousness and faithfulness in all creation. May your kingdom come in all its fullness, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Thank you. Shalom. The fifth lesson is from Luke 1, 26 to 35. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to the Galilean village of Nazareth to a virgin engaged to be married to a man descended from David. His name was Joseph, and the virgin's name Mary. Upon entering, Gabriel greeted her, "Good morning. You're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you." She was thoroughly shaken, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. But the angel assured her, "Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son and call his name Jesus. He will be great, be called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule Jacob's house forever, no end ever to his kingdom." Mary said to the angel, "But how? I have never slept with a man." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest hovers over you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy, Son of God." May we pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, yet born of Mary, ruler of an eternal kingdom, yet living as one of us, help us to ponder this great and mighty wonder and to worship you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen.
The sixth lesson is Jesus is born. About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judea, David's town, for the census. As a descendant of David, he had to go there. He went with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the hostel.
There were shepherds camping in the neighborhood. They had set night watches over their sheep. Suddenly God's angels stood among them, and God's glory blazed around them. They were terrified. The angels said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide. A Savior has just been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you're to look for, a baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger." At once the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises. "Glory to God in the heavenly highest. Peace to all men and women on earth who please him."
Let us pray. Son of God, born in a stable, laid in a manger, no place is too low or mean for you to enter. Come to us and dwell with us, filling us with your love, your peace, your spirit, now and always. Amen.
And the seventh lesson is the shepherds worshiping Jesus, found in Luke 2:15-20. As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, the sheep herders talked it over. "Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us." They left running, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about the child. All who heard the sheep herders were impressed. Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear, deep within herself. The sheep herders returned and let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen. It turned out exactly the way they had been told. So now, shall we pray? Father, the shepherds believed the word that was spoken to them and hurried off to find their Savior King. May we, who have come to Jesus, be like them in spreading the message about him, glorifying and praising you all our days. May the gifts that we bring as we worship help the world know of your love. And all these things we pray in thy name. Amen.
Thank you, Jan, for your solo a while ago. And I thoroughly enjoyed the instrumental, Robin. So beautiful for Christmas. I can't resist this. A good Christian Christmas morning to you. We still celebrate Christmas. The eighth lesson is God answers Simeon's prayer. This is taken from Luke, the second chapter, verses 25 through 35. In Jerusalem at the time, there was a man, Simeon by name, a good man, a man who lived in the prayerful expectancy of help for Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. The Holy Spirit had shown him that he would see the Messiah of God before he died. Led by the Spirit, he entered the temple. As the parents of the child Jesus brought him in to carry out the rituals of the law, Simeon took him into his arms and blessed God. God, you now can release your servant. Release me in peace as you promised. With my own eyes, I've seen your salvation. It's now out in the open for everyone to see, a God-revealing light to the non-Jewish nations and of glory for your people Israel. Jesus' father and mother were speechless with surprise at these words. Simeon went on to bless them, and he said to Mary, his mother, "This child marks both the failure and the recovery of many in Israel, a figure misunderstood and contradicted. The pain of a sword thrust through you, but the rejection will force honesty as God reveals who they really are." Let me go to God in prayer. Sovereign Lord, with Simeon we greet your son as the suffering servant who was pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. Thank you for that he willingly took the punishment due to us so that we might find pardon and be reconciled to you. Amen.
The ninth lesson, the fulfillment of God's plan of salvation, Luke 24, 44 through 52. Then Jesus said, "Everything I told you while I was with you comes to this. All the things written about me in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms have to be fulfilled." He went on to open their understanding of the Word of God, showing them how to read their Bibles this way. He said, "You can see now how it is written that the Messiah suffers, rises from the dead on the third day, and then a total life change through the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed in his name to all nations, starting from here, from Jerusalem. You're the first to hear and see it. You're the witnesses. What comes next is very important. I am sending what my father promised to you. So stay here in the city until he arrives, until you're equipped with power from on high." He then led them out of the city over to Bethany. Raising his hands, he blessed them, and while blessing them, took his leave, being carried up to heaven. And they were on their knees worshiping him. They returned to Jerusalem, bursting with joy. They spent all their time in the temple praising God. Let us pray. Living God, when the powers of evil had done their worst, crucifying your Son and burying him in death, you raised him to life again. Thank you that this mighty act, fulfilling your promises in Scripture, gives us the hope of sharing resurrection life with him. By your Spirit, change us into the likeness of your Son and make us witness in our own time to your plan of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Again, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I hope that this has been a time of renewal for you as we look to a new year and continue to celebrate Christ who was born, who grew, who taught, who loved, who healed, who gave his life that we might live. Let us rise for our benediction. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the deepest night are lit up with a brilliant sight. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The spread of his influence and of his peace will never end. Therefore, go out into the world with great joy, and the grace of Bethlehem's matchless child, the love of God who never ceases to amaze, and the fellowship of the Spirit who never wearies will be with you today and always. Amen.